You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are the defending AL West champions and are going to try to repeat in 2017, but it might be a little bit challenging. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about that. I'm Allison Futter. T.R., so after the when the winter meetings had concluded, the rumor was that they had signed Carlos Gomez, which is now official. They've seen a lot of free agents sign with other teams. At this point, how, like, comparing the team from where it is now to the team like a year ago, are you concerned with sort of the makeup of the team as it is right now?
Allison, John Daniels says that the Rangers are better than they were right now than they were on opening day last year. I still think they need another bat in the lineup, either a designated hitter or first base, depending on how they want to use Ryan Rue and Joey Gallo and Jerickson Profar. But, you know, they've lost both Carlos Beltran and Mitch Moreland. So I think they're going to need at least one veteran bat either to come in and be the DH or to compete at first base or something like that. I think that's right now the biggest missing piece they have on the team.
Yeah, it's easy to look at, like, and so I'm reading some of your coverage. They had six players become free agents at the end of the season. Four of them are now just about out the door. Now four of them are officially out the door. That could raise alarm bells, but the Rangers, like you just named, like three really young, good players. They do still have a pipeline of talent coming up, which I guess makes it a little bit not as worrisome that they're going to like take a big decline in 17, even though 2018 could be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, Allison, it all depends on how much they want to put their faith in Joey Gallo and Ryan Rua. I mean, they could sit there and split time at first base and designated hitter the way that Prince Fielder and Mitch Moreland did. It's just going to take a leap of faith for them. You know, Joey Gallo's had some great success in the minor leagues. He struggled at the big league level. Ryan Rua has, you know, shown he can hit at the big league level on a very limited basis, and most of it has been against left-handed pitching. So, again, it just depends on how much of a leap of faith you want to take on these two guys. And I think Jerickson Profar could play a big role on this team, although Profar is adamant that he wants to go play shortstop somewhere.
I'm looking at the situation with Colby Lewis, which I think is pretty interesting. So he's still looking for a job. The Rangers have always had interest in retaining him. There are some factors that go along with that. One, just the fact that they don't know if he's going to really be, you know, a full healthy pitcher. There's also not a lot of room on the roster for him. So, is it kind of a stare down at this point, or are they maybe waiting for maybe his price to drop, or what would it take for them to re-sign him?
I think they'd love to sign the minor league contract. I don't know if Colby wants to do that or not, but I don't think it could hurt him if the price is right. The big thing with Colby is the injuries. He's had so many injuries and surgeries, and, you know, he keeps coming back strong from them and keeps pitching, you know, pretty decently. So just a matter of, I think, you know, decide if he wants to come in on a minor league contract or he wants a major league deal, and if somebody else will give it to him.
So my last thought, and, you know, as we were all watching the Rangers season last year, especially in the second half, I mean, they had all those come-from-behind wins, all those last-at-bat wins, all those one-run wins. I remember thinking the whole time, like, this will never happen again. This is just like there was something magical going on with them, and it was just amazing to watch. But, I mean, as you were watching all of that unfold, did you kind of think the same thing, like this is one of those anomalies? And it kind of goes the other way, too, with losing a lot of one-run games. It's going to be hard to kind of repeat that if they need to, you know, squeak by with these last at-bat wins.
I think you bring up a great point. They definitely had a lot of incredible victories last year. A lot of one-run wins, and you know that's a good thing. I mean, they played baseball well. They played good in the clutch. They were able to come from behind. They did a lot of good things, but you know, to count on that for next year is going to be a pretty tall order. That's going to be tough to repeat. And you know, you say, well, we're better than we were last year, but last year was definitely a magical season for them, at least until the playoffs. And it's going to be tough to repeat that magic.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. It's such a, like we were talking last week, it's just such a winnable division. So it should be exciting. Okay, not going to keep you any longer. TR, thank you so much. Take care.
All right, Allison, thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.